This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Taking a look at the data. Some red flags when we look at U.S. dairy exports. Lucas Fees is Director of Market Intelligence for High Ground Dairy in Chicago, and he is our guest today on this Milky Monday with Lee Milky. Lee?
Lucas, we had a lot of data to analyze last week, the March milk production and cold storage reports, and the latest dairy export data looked promising. What's your read on all this?
That's right, Lee. Last week we saw several pieces of data, all leaning a bit bullish, actually, especially with lower milk production versus prior year. Those export volumes were way back from February, but still good to see. Continued strong cheese exports to many parts of the world, even Mexico, which is a bit surprising that their demand continues to be quite strong there, even in light of the trade and tariff situation overall. Butter exports up as well, and whole milk powder exports more than double prior year levels. However, there are some continued red flags overall. Exports on a total basis continue below prior year levels. Granted, 2018 exports throughout the first half of the year were quite strong and record levels in many months there. In February, non-fat dry milk exports dropping back below prior year. Some struggles in getting products south of the border, and dry whey continues to weigh heavily. China's African swine fever outbreak continues to push demand sharply lower there on whey. So probably of all commodities, whey looking the least promising in terms of price recovery in the near term.
Well, all of this is well and fine. The dairy farmer is screaming right now, but what about my bottom line? What does this mean for milk prices, Lucas?
Exports, even in light of the trade and tariff situation around the globe and the competitiveness that we're seeing from other exporting regions, continue to not decline as much as they possibly could have, which is good. More promising for prices is the lower milk production in March. The herd size nationally continues to decline, and milk per cow growing just slightly. It was the first time since 2016 we saw milk production drop lower versus prior year, and production in the top five global regions all struggling this spring. So this points to stronger prices, not immediately, but possibly steadily throughout this year for dairy farmers.
Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Thank you, Lee. Although dairy producers can sign up for a new Farm Bill Dairy Margin Coverage Program in June, the application of coverage through all of 2019 gives growers valuable info in making their sign-up decision. Steve Peterson is Farm Service Agency Acting Associate Administrator.
When they start to sign up, those are the decisions they're going to be making, is what is my price selection that I want and what percentage of my production do I want covered under that program. And that will be for the entire calendar year, January 1 through December 31.
Still in the implementation phase, producers are expected to sign up for the DMC insurance in mid-June. And Peterson says that's a great opportunity to know if you're available for coverage because you'll know ahead of time. An example we know about February income over feed.
$8.22 a hundredweight. Changes under the Farm Bill is it increased the pricing from $8 as the maximum coverage price up to $9.50. So if you have elected a coverage level of $8.50 or higher, technically you would be able to receive some assistance for that February margin.
And in terms of projections for income over feed costs for 2019, USDA Chief Economist Rob Johansson taking a look at that.
We're expecting the margin for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program to fall below $9.50 for quarter two and quarter three.
And fourth quarter expected to rise above the $9.50 trigger point. Peterson encouraging producers to sign up at their local FSA office, as this is the first year of understanding the new DMC, the Dairy Margin Coverage Program.
We are hoping in the future to be able to make access to DMC online through farmers.gov. But at this time, we're just currently working on formulating the software. We're hoping to make that link later on.
That's Farm Service Agency's Steve Peterson.
All right, honey, just go ahead and run across the road. Don't even worry about looking both ways first.
You wouldn't let your child do that. So why would you let them play around dangerous farm equipment? Every day, 38 children are injured on the farm. That's 1,166 a month, nearly 14,000 a year, and one of them could be yours. Educate yourself and your kids about dangers on the farm. For tips, materials, and ideas, visit farmsafetyforjustkids.org. This message brought to you by Farm Safety for Just Kids.
Stay with this radio station for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.